Scott with SJE Wealthfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 451, 8 triggers and trends for the great falling away. And how do false prophets that we've been warned about play into destroying the faith? It's a long video. I'm going to share some good news at the end. But first of all, let's go through the agenda, because this is, again, going to be a long video. There's 4 key topics I want to cover. First of all, they defiled and are trying to defile the connection to God. And what are the unintentional consequences of what we saw from the as the days of Noah devil juice? We're seeing death and we're seeing violence. And more importantly, how does this play into the false prophets that pushed this nonsense, that did not follow the word of God? And what are these false prophets going to do when we start seeing lying signs and wonders like the blind can see? Are they going to tell us to trust man and the wisdom of man and hook up to artificial intelligence to cure your blindness, to cure your dementia? This is where it's going, my friends. This is a continuous theme. You won't believe the video I'm going to play from a tip from a listener. The second bullet point is just, we're going to go over the great delusion, Schofield Bible, these white hat aliens, Noahide laws sanctioned by the church. Bullet point number 3, told you so, Trump is bringing on the beast system fast. So many pastors said Trump is Cyrus. Really? And again, these false prophets, what are they going to say when all of a sudden we see Elon Musk's neural lace doing minor miracles and lying signs and wonders? But at the end of the day, we know the great falling away is in the word of God. And this is from Wikipedia. Not that I trust Wikipedia, but it's a source that I want to read. 91% of Americans in the 1970s claimed to be Christians. Now that number is down to 64%. And it's declined since the as days of Noah devil juice, the plandemic. The operation, the military operation to defile you. This is going to be part news, part Bible study. We're going to actually cover a lot of Bible because we have to set the stage of pharmakia and sorcery that I think plays into this great falling away. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Now, why will some depart from the faith? I thought it was once saved, always saved. You have free will. You have free will to choose if you still believe. God's not going to pluck you out. Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. This reminds me of people hooking up to artificial intelligence. Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now, how does sorcery, which is pharmakia, play into this? And pastors should know this. Revelation 18, 23, and the light and the candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, the Bill Gates of the world, for by their sorceries, which is pharmakia, when you dive deep into what sorceries means in the Greek, were all nations deceived. This passage fits Seal 1 that we wrote a book on. They conquered with a bow, with a toxin. Coronavirus, corona, conquered with a crown. Deep study. Search Seal 1 is open on SJ Wellfire. And the horses riding are spirits. It's going to be a wave of this nonsense. Now, what's fascinating as well with pharmakia and sorcery is it is in Revelation 9 that often people see as World War III, and I lean there as well. But really, when you dive deep into what Revelation 9 says, it's talking about plagues. Let's read verse 20, Revelation 9. And the rest of the men, which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. So is Revelation 9 all about plagues? I mean, it screams Seal 4, but it's fascinating, my friends. It talks about plagues. Plagues, 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 because then verse 21 is key. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, their pharmakia, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. What did we see with the pandemic? We saw lockdowns. We saw a transfer of money. We saw new billionaires. We saw this testing of this police state. We saw 5G towers showing up that communicates at the cell level. We saw censorship with social media. They tested this, and they're going to roll it out again with probably a digital pandemic, World War III. They're messing with the economy for SEAL 3, plagues. Revelation 9 is about plagues and their sorceries. It's about pharmakia. To defile you with as the days of Noah, which is iron mixed with clay, the seeds of men will not cleave. It fits that fourth beast system to a T. So just wanted to ground ourselves before we move forward. Now, a nice tip from a listener said, people are falling away from the faith because pastors pushed the death poke. Well, let's read. Scientists warn mRNA shots and COVID-19 are dual bioweapons driving global excess deaths. And this guy, he's a famous so-called truther, and he's in the financial world, pretty heavy hitter. He's written some books. The numbers are out, 7 to 15 million deaths from the As the Days of Noah devil juice, 29 to 60 million disabled, and 500 to 900 million injured. And we're seeing cancer skyrocket in kids, people having heart issues. I know two people personally that lost somebody very, very young. Top cardiologist warns tsunami of vaccine deaths is not over. So just priming the pump on false prophets and wolves for this great falling away. Bullet point number one is James 5:15, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. So many scripture about leaning on Christ. Ezekiel 47:12, the leaf for healing, Old Testament. There was a church that I used to attend that split because of the As the Days of Noah devil juice. It's quite sad. And the pastor actually said he does not push the As the Days of Noah devil juice. I give props to him. Quite a prophet, a strong prophet, man of God. And again, I'm going to play a compilation at the end of pastors pushing the poke and the deception and the cunning behavior and the twisting of words and not relying on the word of God is frightening. Because I go back to this. What are they going to do when biodigital convergence, this brain hack, this neuralace can cure the blind, cure dementia, cure your illness? It's sorcery, it's pharmakia, it's witchcraft, my friends. And it gets more interesting. There's going to be a great falling away that I think is SEAL 2 priming. SEAL 2, many make the case that this is World War III, maybe regional war. I also contend that this is neighbor against neighbor. This is violence. I've said it forever. And COVID vaccine zombies, her research crushes it again, goes out and talks about, and she probably posted two or three, four different montages of how kids are getting so aggressive in schools. Let's read some of the headlines. We've seen an uptick in some aggressive behaviors. State task force talks increased school violence and solutions. Teachers to strike over violent and aggressive behavior at Welsh school. Pupil behavior getting worse at schools, England teachers say. She just had a plethora of these headlines. And both my parents are school teachers. They said it was getting worse when they retired. Maybe I think they retired in 2008, 2009. My mom's basically decided to stop teaching when somebody took a long nail, put it through a board, and had it on her seat so she would sit on a nail. She got out, but it's gone far worse, my friends. And we've covered this nanotech, this optogenetics, this mind controlism tech, the cell phone article from 2009 can edit your brain waves. Now you parlay AI on top of this. Now you parlay 5G, 6G that communicates at the cell level. And yes, nanotech is in the As Days of Noah devil juice, and people are showing up as a Mac ID. Now, I did do a study early days in this ministry, is the As the Days of Noah devil juice, and I'm speaking in code, the mark of the beast. I think there's a worshiping of an image portion of this. There's a reason why they want to actually put a cell phone in you. I think that's the CPU or hard drive for the operating system that they launched. But this is crazy. So point number two, people are just getting violent. The behavior is crazy. And I think this fits the agenda of destroying your connection to God. Now they have optogenetics, mind controlism technology. I was warned with 3 to 4 different dreams as they were launching this, as the days of Noah devil juice, of people being mind controlled. So there's something here. And if you've taken it, if you've poked yourself, I would fast, repent, ask for forgiveness. Maybe God will give you grace. Because again, there's not a worshiping of an image quite yet. But you definitely defile the temple of God that is you. But let's play this video. This to me is trying to morph you in to a controllable zombie. This is a mental lobotomy is what they're trying to do. And it appears this technology destroys the immune system.
More than 100 years ago, Rudolf Steiner wrote that in the future, we will eliminate the soul with medicine. Under the pretext of a healthy point of view, there will be a vaccine by which the human body will be treated so that the human being cannot develop the thought of the existence of soul and spirit. He would be extremely smart, but he would not develop a conscience. And that is the true goal of some materialistic circles. A viral video which claims to be a leaked 2005 presentation to the DOD by American geneticist Dean Hamer shows a man briefing a room of men about the VMAT2 gene, the God gene, and how it can be suppressed with the use of vaccines.
Excuse me, on the left over here, we have individuals who are religious fundamentalists, religious fanatics. And this is the expression, RT-PCR, real-time PCR expression of the VMAT2 gene. Our hypothesis is that these are fanatical people, that they have overexpression of the VMAT2 gene, and that by vaccinating them against this, we'll eliminate this behavior.
In 2002, former news anchor Ryan Harper claimed in the San Francisco Chronicle that he created this video as a short film, but has provided no clear evidence to substantiate this claim. And if it is a hoax, then it appears to be disinformation, false information deliberately spread to employ strategic deceptions to advance political, military, or commercial goals. Because in 2009, Dean Hamer lectured at Marlboro College about this same subject.
Well, it turns out at least one gene that's involved in spirituality has now been identified. It's one of many different players. The next slide shows it. It's something called the vesicular monobeam transporter number 2.
And in 2004, Hamer published the book The God Gene, How Faith is Hardwired into Our Genes, wherein he argues that a variation in the VMAT2 gene dictates one's openness to spiritual experiences, and without it, we cannot feel God. Not only is this information accurate, but it appears to have been deployed. In a recent article by Dr. Ariana Love, it is shown that this technology has existed for years. The VMAT2 gene is a protein that carries several vital neurotransmitters to synapses in the brain. It basically controls the central nervous system. Deleting it, known as a knockout.
It seems they want to give you a mental lobotomy to me versus going after the God gene.
Would greatly reduce these neurotransmitters, creating an endless list of chronic health issues. VMAT2 deletion is accomplished using the SLC18A2 cDNA ORF clone, where cDNA is complementary DNA, which is used in human cloning and genetically modifying an organism. In 2013, Supreme Court judges ruled that cDNA added to target cells in the human genome makes a person patent eligible. And there are patents for using this to genetically edit the human VMAT2 gene and delete it.
This in the early days of this ministry, just knowing GMO law in the food industry, that if you change God's creation, you can patent it. I called this patented, tracked, mind-controlled, and stacked. This is creepy. I personally wonder if they can just defile you and mind control you if they own you, if they changed your genome. And yes, according to Lancet, this mRNA technology changed your genes. And again, if you've taken this poke, repent, pray, find God's grace.
Can easily be done using simple CRISPR technology and is even sold online. In a 2020 study on mice, VMAT2 gene deletion caused schizophrenia. In a 2022 study, it caused Parkinson's disease. In the American Journal of Human Genetics, a study on deleting the VMAT2 induces an intellectual disability syndrome in humans. It causes autoimmune disorders, cerebral palsy, type 1 diabetes, and several other illnesses. Begging the question, as Dr. Love asks, how long have pharma and the government been reducing our humanity through VMAT2 knockouts? VMAT2 deletion also causes fearfulness, psychiatric disorders, cardiac arrhythmia, cancer, and accelerated aging. While it's unlikely that these sadistic mad scientists can cut us off from God, they are
I think he's right there. And pray that Reese gets saved. He's not a Christian. You have to be careful with what you play from him. But when he nails it, he nails it. All right. Bullet point number 2, the great delusion. I'm going to cover multiple topics in the spirit of this great falling away. And I'm telling you, the Schofield Bible to me is part of this great deception, this doctrine from the pit of hell. Go and research on S.J. Wellfire, the Schofield Doctrine with Westcott and Hort and Darby and Schofield. You're dealing with shysters. It's nothing but a scam. Let the Holy Ghost interpret the Bible for you. And I'm not saying people that preach this aren't saved, but they're hoodwinked. They need to get into the Word of God and say, was I hoodwinked with the education system that I received? Because there are two resurrections, one for the believers and one for the non-believers. There is no place where people are just going to be raptured out of here. It's not in the Word of God. Check out our Bible study, How to Read the Book of Revelation. And so this is where this is dangerous. This is where this will be a great falling away, is if all of a sudden you're not raptured out of here and the mark of the beast comes out. I have heard so many Christians say, I don't have to worry about the mark of the beast because I'm going to be raptured out of here. No, you're not. No, you're not. And I want to play these two so-called Christians, and they might be Christians. We need to pray that our Christian brothers and sisters that are genuine believers that believe in the pre-trib rapture, that their eyes, their scales in their eyes are lifted, that they're not hoodwinked into this final implementation of the mark of the beast. Because when I play the pastors at the end on how cunning they were to get people to defile themselves with an operating system that, yes, people showed up as a Mac ID with a test that I did, saw it with my own eyes. What are they going to do when man comes out with technology that can cure all sorts of illnesses? It's the same playbook. They're going to talk about how troops on the street is they know the rapture's coming. So Donald Trump having troops on the street in Washington, D.C., it's because the rapture's coming and there's going to be a census because everybody's going to be disappeared. It's such garbage, and it's not in the Word of God. It bugs me. And I've given my testimony when I first became a Christian. I must have read the King James Bible, maybe, and I'm a speed reader, like just 7 times within 3-4 months, just reading it, reading it, reading it. And the thing I could not understand is the pre-trib rapture doctrine. I couldn't understand it. It made zero sense to me whatsoever. So I have a passion. I think the Lord put it in my heart to slice the pre-trib rapture to pieces because it's a deception. It's a fault, as the good book says, false prophets. There shall be many false prophets in the end of days. And this is a big one. But listen to this. This is hilarious. And I'm going to play and show how Trump is bringing on the beast system with these bio-digital scanners for the illegals, these iris scanners. No, this is order out of chaos. The left brings in the illegal aliens, creates lawlessness, lets criminals out. The right comes in with a solution, but ultimately it's to enslave us all. Hegelian dialectic, order out of chaos. Let's play this.
Everything, you got all that stuff going on. You got the DNA splicing, everything going on with that. You have a world that's absolutely in rejection of God. Yep. You have it all going on right now. It is like to the tipping point.
Now, hey, I agree with him there. I agree with him. DNA corruption.
Where it's so bad, where it's like when this thing tips in the wrong direction, it goes downhill. That'd be Daniel's 70th week. And that's where this world's at right now. Okay, and of course, that means for us, the rapture resurrection is at hand. And you know what's very interesting is we got all that going on, but look what the government's doing right now, especially here in the United States. Right now, they are sending armies, the National Guard, Trump is sending them to all the cities now. Okay, and they're saying, oh, it's because of migrant problems, all this stuff like that. Is it? Because when the rapture resurrection happens, you're going to need an army like you wouldn't believe everywhere to keep things in order and to move in and take order the way you want. When this whole thing goes down, right now, they are sending armies, the National Guard, Trump is sending them to all the cities now. Okay. And they're saying, oh, it's because of the migrant problems, all this stuff like that. Is it? Because when the rapture resurrection happens, you're going to need an army like you wouldn't believe everywhere to keep things in order and to move in and take order the way you want. When this whole thing goes down. And on top of all that, you see what he's just said, Trump just did the executive order, a new census. And this census is going to take us about a year or two or three to get it done. Why all of a sudden we need a new census? And why does it need to start or at least get it going now? Oh, that's right, because you know the rapture is about to happen. This is all about the, we want to make sure that the illegal immigrants are not a part of it. I was like, no, it's because you know the rapture is about to happen, because you have this whole narrative again with this big, huge flying saucer, 2025 till the 23rd of September, where the rapture is most popular now to take place. Here we are again, 8 years later.
Guarantee you there's not going to be a rapture with that time frame. So troops on the street for chaos in the pre-trib rapture. What a bunch of nonsense. Let's read Matthew 24. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. These are Christians, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake, not Noahide law's sake, for Jesus' name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. What are we seeing now? We're seeing lawlessness. We're seeing the temple of God defiled. We're seeing violence. We're seeing false prophets push man's invention of a vaccine versus what the word of God says. To lean on Christ to heal you. To use the herbs, the leaf of the earth that God created. Schofield deception, my friends. So what's going to happen when the pre-trib rapture doesn't show up and it just gets so vile and so wicked and disease is rampant? And then they have this solution, the bio-digital convergence solution, the mRNA DNA defilement solution. What do you think these false prophet pastors are going to say? Now, here's where it just gets a little bit strange on the secular side of things is Redacted, who actually does some good stuff. You need to really be cautious who you watch, who's controlled opposition. And it's one of these things you'll get out of a lot of these mega up-and-coming news sources. You'll get 90% truth. So you need discernment on what's truth and what's not. But this I thought was hilarious. It's almost like Redacted got a phone call and said, have this guy on. And this guy, this guest, goes on to say that the reason why Trump has troops on the street is the secret war on the satanic forces running America, those Freemasons. We've shown Trump with his Freemason handshake signs. We've shown, I think it was Eric Trump at Trump's inauguration doing the triangle forever. And the wife was like hitting his hand saying, stop this nonsense. So Trump's getting rid of the Freemasons. This guest goes on to say that Trump's been briefed from the Earth Alliance and the Galactic Federation. If you're believing this Q stuff, research Operation Trust. My great grandfather was killed because of Operation Trust. He was a Baptist preacher sent to Siberia. So I never fell for the Q stuff. And here's the other part that I thought was hilarious. This guest went on to say that the white hat aliens are going to give us all this technology with Vatican disclosure once there's peace. So when they say peace and safety, sudden destruction, I mean, this was, I was laughing so hard. And the good news is people in the comments didn't fall for this for 1 second. I do think you'll see some fallen angels. Personally, I think you'll see them. You'll see fallen angels, but they're not good. It's crazy. A pastor I used to follow, huge Trump fan. He's kind of quieted down on Trump once he's seeing the truth, but he's like, Trump is great. Trump is Cyrus. And redacted, it speaks truth. Really? Have discernment. Is the church pushing Noahide laws? And it blew me away. I never really looked into this. I've been warning about Noahide laws, but I never really investigated church leaders, strong websites. What do they say about Noahide laws? And so this is from BibleHub.com about Noahide laws. The question that constitutes the Noahide laws finds its most direct answer in 7 moral directives traditionally drawn from God's instructions to Noah in Genesis 9. And expanded upon in later Jewish tradition. The Noahide laws are not in the Bible, my friends. They have snippets from the Bible. They sound good on paper, but you need to know the bylaws, because if you worship Jesus Christ, it's off with your head. They focus on reverence of God, respect for life and property, marital purity, human treatment of living creatures, and the necessity of justice. Like, who doesn't want that? But you need to get into the details. These principles have been upheld across ages as foundational moral code for all people, serving as enduring witness to the Creator God who governs the universe and values justice, mercy, and human flourishing. They also connect thematically to the broader scripture narrative in which God's covenant purposes reach their ultimate fulfillment in the saving work made through the message of redemption. That's the lie. The redemption of Christ? It does not. And going back to the pre-trib rapture, Revelation 24, and I saw the thrones and they that sat upon them and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus Christ and for the word of God and for which had not worshiped the beast, neither his image. See, there's a worship part to this. Neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. These are Christians. So the church is endorsing Noahide laws without understanding that if you worship Jesus Christ with the bylaws, it's off with your heads. We played the prominent rabbis saying they're 2 billion idol worshipers that worship JC. And folks, the woman of the book of Revelation is Jerusalem. We've probably done 5 Bible studies thereof, and it's actually becoming a very popular topic. Many people doing the same Bible study, it's gone viral. So when you have the Schofield false prophets talking about Jerusalem, they have no clue that it, one, is going to be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles, probably Muslims, and 2, be turned on by the Antichrist, and 3, launch Noahide laws that makes it illegal to worship Jesus Christ. Think about this. Blessed is the peacemaker. Conservative Christians are lending support and cash to Israel for their war, for their genocide in Gaza. This should make any true Christian sick to their stomach. The love of many has waxed cold. You can't tell me that the interpretation of the Bible, thinking Israel, a counterfeit, is God's people. Will a remnant be saved? I think with Zechariah 12 and 14, I think so. But they're going to cry out to Jesus Christ. They're going to be judged. With Luke 21, the synagogue of Satan is going to be judged. So we need to pray the people of Israel, these wicked leaders, the synagogue of Satan, that they get saved. We need to pray that pastors wake up to this nonsense. It's an abomination. So the church, in the end of days, will probably, the deceived church, will push Noahide laws. All right, told you so about Trump. I want to play this into false prophets because so many people that I used to listen to called Trump Cyrus, going back to his first administration. Here's Christianity Today. Is Trump our Cyrus, the Old Testament case for yes? And we've probably done 30 to 40 VCAS on Trump. Search Trump on SJ Wellfire if you think this is a good man. Lock her up. No, she's a good person. MAGA is the highest rank of the Church of Satan. Trump pushes red gun flag laws. Trump calls to censor the net. Obviously, warp speed. Trump is building this AIB system. Trump pushed for the biodigital identifiers for illegals that the next story will blow you away. Trump's really pushing this anti-Semitic push that primes Noahide laws, bans the Bible, bans free speech. It's all a scam. This Epstein cover-up, erasing the Constitution on the website that fits his rogue moves with tariffs and getting rid of habeas corpus. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I think I had 35 reasons with a spreadsheet last year. Should update that VCAST. Because here is the objective of the troops on the street. ICE is buying mobile iris scanning tech for its deportation arm. So if troops are on the street and they start having this mobile scanning tech, when do you think they're going to pull this out for you? Because this reminded me on how troops in Afghanistan were using the same type of technology in that theater of war. This is nothing short of the beast rising. Search Poison Poke and search Beast Technology on sjwellfire.com. This is crazy. And never forget an old slide, Palantir, to partner with Accenture to implement more AI in government. Doge scan all of the government functions, and you're going to have AI government. Ron Paul warns that Trump is unleashing a great big ugly surveillance state. Never forget the Abraham Accord coin that we've decoded that is nothing short of biodigital convergence, this biohack agenda. And know ye that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. I'm not buying this third temple red heifer nonsense. I'm not buying it, because this is about biodigital convergence. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. As this whole mind controlism convergence takes place, and the Antichrist shows up as an image, and people worship that image, you're going to be mind-controlled, 100% mind-controlled. And we never forget, Doge is E-God backwards. AI is the Tower of Babel, according to Chabad Lubavitch. So to the pastors, and I've met one in my hometown, a young man, I'm not saying he's not saved, but he preaches Trump is Cyrus. The man needs to repent. He needs to repent. Trump is bringing in your enslavement. Check him out with this poster from Israel with the Abraham Accords, mocking the classic Last Supper painting with Jesus. I mean, it's insanity. We're dealing with insanity. All right. False prophets pushing the poke. Damage done to the church. Old slide again, these pastors pushing the poke. Death is rampant. People are getting super sick. Violence is occurring. Saw a church split. Pastor did not want to push the poke, wanted to open up, lean on prayer, lean on God's word, lean on Ezekiel 47 and 12, the herbs, the leaf for healing, prayer, repenting, living righteous. And oh, by the way, God gave us the tools for healing. So within this compilation, what is crazy with this deception is my question is for this great falling away, will pastors push these lying signs and wonders? I've documented 9 reasons to hook up to artificial intelligence with this biodigital convergence. And the big one is health, mental health support, medical enhancements, restoring vision, health monitoring, personalized treatments for autism, dementia, et cetera, extending life, because you're going to hear, man gave us the technology to do this. So think of this as this technology gets implemented. Will these false prophets say, this is perfect. This is God giving us the wisdom to do this. False prophet watch, my friends. And when I play this montage from Sarah Israel, and I'll put her Substack post, she had 100 reasons to be concerned about this. When I play this montage from her, there is a woman that stabbed her boyfriend, and she talks about this black blob that literally demon possessed her. And I'm going to cut in an old dream I had about this black blob that people were shooting at. It's the first time I've ever heard somebody talk about a black blob that demon possessed them. Crazy time to be alive, my friends. After the 20-minute video or so, the montage of the false prophets pushing this nanotech in you, where people showed up as Mac IDs, I'm going to share some good news.
You got to be a fool for Christ. You got to be a fool for Christ. If you're trying to fit in, this message is not for you.
I decided with all of that information that had been provided to me to go ahead and take the vaccine.
One of the challenges we face with this coronavirus is there are no antibodies. We've never seen this strain of virus, so there is no remedy yet.
And the Moderna vaccine.
But the Bible says, I am more than a conqueror.
The head of the Roman Catholic Church, Pope Francis, says he doesn't understand why some people are so hesitant to get the vaccine.
Researchers are working tirelessly to develop a vaccine. Most reports say it's going to take about a year or more. Without a cure, we're at the mercy of the virus.
The pontiff said humanity has a history of friendships with vaccines. This comes as more governments begin to mandate the vaccine for more workers. The Pope says there has to be a serene discussion to help those resisting the life-saving shots.
Not only did I take the vaccine, but I opened up our church site as a location where other people could get the vaccine, because people of color were actually being underserved, even though there is a fear that they're being targeted.
A friend of mine is a physician that specializes in infectious disease. He said there are diseases that he treated 30 years ago that he doesn't see today. Because we found the antidote, because vaccines and antibodies were developed, what used to harm us doesn't harm us anymore. Once you have the cure, you don't have to be afraid of the disease.
I went in and got the vaccine. It was painless. I was sleepy the next day after the second shot. That was about it. My wife's arm was sore. We had different reactions to it, but it passed in about a day or so. And it has given me some sense of comfort and protection.
And the doctor leaned over in my ear and said, you had a massive heart attack. Oh,
I know what you've read. Man, you guys, every crazy thing that you guys feel or read, they're going to stick a computer chip inside me and follow me.
Well, you know, Lori, for the last 10 months, millions of Christians have been praying for healing, for relief from this pandemic. And I believe God brought about these vaccines.
If you believe in that, which I do, then taking a vaccination or a chip or anything is not necessarily anything we need to be worried about, because we will be raptured and long gone before any sort of mark of the beast is available.
And you know, these conspiracy theories, they really don't work when you carry them to their logical conclusion. You know, one pastor was saying that this vaccine is the mark of the beast.
I know the blood of the lamb is more powerful than the venom of any snake. But like with Paul, that poison is not going to have any effect on you. You have the anti-venom.
As of the time of recording this video, there is not yet a temple that has been erected in the Holy Land, and therefore it is not possible yet for the Antichrist to set up some sort of abomination in the temple of God.
But barring that, I just encourage everybody to get the vaccine, not only for what it does for you, but what it does for others as well.
Let me first of all thank each one of you who have receive the vaccination. I really want to applaud you and thank God for you for being a part of the solution.
Number two, according to scripture, the mark of the beast seems to be something that people will make a conscious choice to take, not something that they will be tricked or duped into taking without them knowing.
Well, I already took the vaccine, had it this week, and was grateful that I was able to get the first dose. And I'm afraid that these conspiracy theories are going to deprive people of the gift of life.
So you could have the right to be a moron, or you could have the right to be right. See, that's the great thing in America.
We shouldn't be surprised that God uses science many times to accomplish his purpose.
That means that if you are not vaccinated, you are in trouble.
A lot of big headlines to get to for you this morning, but we begin in Rome, where at this hour, Pope Francis remains in the hospital. The Vatican says he had a restful night, but over the weekend, there was a significant deterioration in his condition.
We know that the COVID vaccine, for the most part, works. It will not impair, to our knowledge, there is no data to suggest that it will impair fertility.
Can we just recognize that COVID-19 is dangerous? And it has killed members in our church?
I would make sure if I were a pastor that I'm speaking truth and I'm not repeating the latest conspiracy theory.
The Pope experienced a serious respiratory crisis Saturday, and yesterday we learned he is experiencing mild kidney failure.
We ought to welcome this as a gift from God.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ashley Strohmeyer live from New York. Somber news from the Vatican, especially following Easter Sunday with word of Pope Francis has died.
I personally believe that there is no connection with the COVID-19 vaccination and the Mark of the Beast. I think it's a conspiracy theory. I don't think there's anything different than taking this vaccination as compared to you taking the flu vaccination.
Okay, what's so important about you? I'm just curious. And for the record, some of you guys, well, the government wants to follow. They're already following you.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. You need to get vaccinated.
And for Christians not to take the vaccine on some manufactured faith reason, to me, it's like calling 911 when your house is on fire and then refusing to allow the firemen into your home. I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever.
I want people to know that God loves them. He will forgive you, and God will accept you into his presence. I want people to know that COVID-19 can kill you, but we have a vaccine out there that could possibly save your life. And if you wait, it can be too late.
We've learned Franklin Graham, the son of late evangelist Billy Graham, is recovering from heart surgery. The evangelist had surgery at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota.
The vaccine, Mike, Pastor Mike, vaccine, it's the microchip, the pandemic is coming. And you kept pointing back and said, these are not the signs in your study of Mark. It's still a little bit more to come. Can you talk about that a little bit and just how dogmatic we've became with eschatology and how everybody is freaking out about this stuff? When in reality is Jesus may not come back for another 100 years, another 500 years. We don't know.
But you know why I got vaccinated? So you could decide not to be vaccinated.
None of the vaccines have been totally approved by the FDA. They've all been given a temporary approval because it was so necessary to get them. And they've been tested, of course, all the way through. But their temporary authorization to give those vaccines. So I took one that was the one that was only one shot, and it seems to work pretty well so far. So that's what it is.
The psychological resistance that unfortunately
this pandemic got politicized. And let me just say a word to priests and pastors and rabbis and other faith leaders. This is our job to deal with these conspiracy issues and things like that.
Your decisions can lengthen your life or cut it short. Can lengthen your life or cut it short. And some of you are going to stand before God, well, it must have been my time. And the Lord's like, nope, you made a dumb decision.
I got the stuff. I got the one-shot deal. I've had no reaction whatsoever.
Johnson & Johnson, one shot.
J&J, one shot. Not even a twinge on my shoulder.
New at 4:30, a big change for the Virginia Beach-based Christian Broadcasting Network. Founder Pat Robertson is stepping down as host of its flagship show, The 700 Club.
Well, it's been 60 wonderful years, and at this point, I think it's time for me to make the announcement that I will no longer be the host of the 700 Club after, I think, 54 years of hosting the program.
If you are not pledging your allegiance to the devil and you're not pledging your allegiance to the Antichrist, who we don't even know is even alive at this point, then you don't have anything to worry about in terms of taking some sort of vaccination as being a sign or a symbol of the mark of the beast.
So this hesitancy to be vaccinated, I really want to say this is one of the responsibilities of faith leaders. It is to calm the fears and to tell people, you know, trust the science. They're not going to put out a vaccine that's going to hurt people.
And so now I think what happens, people are using this idea, I'm doing more research. How much more research can you do? You have a pastor who has heard from God. You've been under a leader who has been speaking to you all these years. You have followed my lead as it relates to what God has said to me. You have seen the fruit of it. And God said to me, son, I put healing in the earth through science. Jesus has given us science.
The gullible will believe everything they're told. And we don't need gullible people right now, okay? We need just the facts. The Bible says in Proverbs, get the facts at any price. And so, and hold on to the facts.
Rick Warren, the founder of a sprawling megachurch, a best-selling author, and one of the most influential figures in American evangelicalism, is retiring as lead pastor of Saddleback Church in Orange County. Warren cited his declining health as a reason for his decision. He has a rare neurological disease called spinal myoclonus that causes spasms and blurs his vision when he gets a jolt of adrenaline.
So I am not intimidated by the conspiracy theorists or deep state folks or people that thinking this is some kind of, you know, mark of the beast. This is ridiculous.
Will you take the vaccine?
Oh, of course. In fact, I have already taken my vaccine.
Ooh.
Yes, when my age group was offered, I immediately booked a slot and I had my vaccination done.
But what's inside the vaccine? Some rumors say that there's a microchip inside it, but
I doubt that's true.
I want. What are the side effects? I read on TikTok. Is it true that my complexion will be better? Is it true?
And you know, to all of you who are watching today, I'm sure that you have learned so much because we have learned so much.
Definitely. And after this, I can't wait to get my vaccine.
That's right. So don't wait. Just vaccinate.
I don't feel any different than I was before he did it. I think that I'm glad that I've come to terms to do it, and I hope I encourage other people to choose life. And I hope that by the clergy's example and me today, that it encourages other people to do it and encourages those that are in the possession of the vaccine to don't miss the Harlems of the world. We want equal distribution. I think that if there's one thing that we should be able to unite around is that New York and the country is suffering, and we should take that very seriously. And all of us are going to have to set an example, even if we're a little nervous about it.
And when the vaccine came available, I heard from God. And God said, son, listen, here's the deal. Were you doing that kind of research when you were having one-night stands?
Mm.
Were you doing that kind of research when you were taking somebody's weed out their mouth and sharing weed or sharing somebody's drink? Were you doing that kind of research then?
Now, some wonder if this
COVID-19 vaccination program that is coming could possibly be the mark of the beast? Short answer, no, I don't think so. But we should not be looking for Antichrist, folks. We should be looking for Jesus Christ. That's where our focus should be right now.
Every so often he reminds humanity they are but men. He just reminds people he's God and they're just men. With all our technologies, all the brains, they're scared to death of a little virus. You can't even see the thing. God knows how to stop this thing. And he will. But he will on his own agenda, not ours. So what is our job? Pray. I mean, pray like real prayer, not the commander thing to stop and go crazy on that thing.
We now have mandated vaccinations for our team. Mm-hmm. Every single person on our team must be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Holy boldness. Holy boldness, holy boldness, where you fear no man, where you fear no thought, where you fear no evil, where you fear no devil. We're going to believe, anyone here believe for holy boldness in our lives? Let's be bold as churches. Let's be bold in our declaration. Let's be bold in our serving of King Jesus.
In a statement to us, Houston wrote, while many of our staff, leadership, and congregation have already received the COVID-19 vaccine, we recognize this is a personal decision for each individual to make with the Council of Medical Professionals.
These corona masks, and especially the coming vaccines, are a glimpse at the mark of the beast. A glimpse.
Good night to be on with us tonight as we are going to dive into vital information pertinent to your life and your health. And I pray that you will listen, especially those of you who are having difficulty with embracing and believing that you should take the vaccine. And my heart is heavy when people decide to do that, because the alternative is to leave yourself exposed to the possibility of you contracting COVID or even getting it and be asymptomatic and passing it on to others in your family or your friends.
Get a glimpse of something that looks like, that resembles, even if it's a small resemblance, the mark of the beast.
The sooner we can all get this vaccine done, the sooner we can begin our worship together, collectively and corporately. And that's my hope and my prayer, that I very much want to see that happen.
I said it was a glimpse of the mark of the beast. It's a taste of the mark of the beast. It is a precursor. It is what the mark of the beast is beginning to look like in our country.
So vaccines are so evil. Okay. Well, guess what? Me and the men with me, will put our lives on the line. We'll get the vaccine to go and travel worldwide to get the gospel taught, all right? To water the gospel, plant the gospel, water the gospel and pray to the Lord that he increase the gospel, like it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
I know that people are looking for a vaccine. I know that the scientists are looking for a vaccine. Israel, the Jewish scientists, they're working on it. And they say that they're close to finding the antidote in getting. And I pray that God will give them understanding and insight and wisdom to be able to come up with that vaccine for the coronavirus so that people may benefit from it. I pray that happens. And I pray for every scientist and doctor that are involved and working and risking their own lives for helping other people. I bless them in the name of Jesus.
Also, they have dominion over our bodies.
Also, they have dominions over our bodies. Over our bodies. They making what? Vaccine for us now. That's what they doing.
And it's mandatory for some people.
Right.
For some people, it's mandatory. So, like you were saying, they have dominion over us.
Listen to me, people around the world. Thank God for the doctors and all the health professional. I bless them. I pray for them. They're doing what they can, and we need to pray for them. We need to pray for our government according to Romans chapter 13 verse 1, and we need to obey what our government is telling us to do, because they have our best interest at heart. So let us obey the powers that are in authority as Christians.
You're going to have that experience to choose between having your head cut off or taking the mark of the beast. And when you take the mark of the beast, you lose your soul. When you take the mark of the Antichrist, he will have total control of your life. You cannot buy nor sell without that mark. Every move you make can be charted. Every dollar you spend can be documented.
There's a lot we're learning. We're learning a lot about people. We're learning so much about people. This is, and listen to me spiritually, this is what calls sin to enter the world. It is the word hubris, pride. Pride goes before destruction and the haughty spirit before a fall. Pride is what got into Satan and got him cast out of heaven. Pride manifests itself in feeling invincible, cavalierism, not submitted to knowledge. I got me, I'm in control, nobody can tell me nothing. That's pride. Anyone in authority must be under some authority. You get vaccinated, and everybody you love gets vaccinated, we can get back to some sense of normalcy. That normalcy will never be the same, but it will certainly be some sense of normalcy. And I don't want to spend another year locked in because people or allowing hubris and pride and the rest of the case. Nobody can tell me that. I don't care what you say. That's what destroyed the world.
I finally fell asleep and I was seeing all these weird things. Oh, no, 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 what? Oh, I don't know what was real and what's not real. I don't know if I was dreaming.
I've been doing this for 12 years and I've never been in this situation before.
Police identify the suspect seen here as 21-year-old Morgan Lund, who allegedly stabbed her ex-boyfriend 19 times with a pair of scissors while he was sleeping.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I've seen the same thing before. I've never done anything like that.
You have seen the same thing before.
It was in my head, though. It wasn't real. But I was like, what is going on? I didn't know what was happening. But it was like, then I was like, if he was attacking the thing that I saw. I don't know, I was all confused. Like, I thought I saw something that wasn't happening. Like, this past year started happening, I don't know.
Feel
it. I just felt like my heart was beating really fast. And I feel like completely somebody else.
You feel like somebody else?
Like somebody else. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. I don't want to hurt anybody. Oh my God. I feel like somebody else. I feel like it's not even me. Like a blob.
Like a blob.
Like a black blob. A blob, but like a... So I don't know what was real and what's not real. I don't know if I was dreaming.
But it's usually that same sort of dark figure that you see?
Yeah, but it's something in my head. It's not like... I just feel like something's taking over me. Like, I don't know, and now it's like everything's normal. I wasn't trying to do that.
I
walked on a dock over water. Water is always represented in my dreams, the Holy Ghost. So I walked on this deck, and a lot of people on the deck were fleeing the system, but not all of them were Christians. Some of them were just awake, probably didn't want to take the mark of the beast. I mean, I'm speculating, probably just saw the persecution, maybe didn't want the poke. And they had these high caliber weapons, and they were shooting these triangle, not orbs, these triangle demonic entities with no arms, hands, or feet. They kind of reminded me in a funny way of that McDonald's purple blob. But these were black and they had power and they're evil. I don't think they were orbs because they had a physical essence to them. And they were scary. Like they just screamed evil. It's like an evil black presence, but they were triangle in shape and had dimension. And people there were shooting at them. And then within my dream, I had this like long stick with, I wouldn't say it was like, it wasn't a spear. It wasn't a sword. It was just this weird blade. And I was swinging around my head and just swiping this demonic triangle character, swinging at and just destroying it. And then I woke up. I took it as the word of God, Jesus Christ, rebuking these things in the name of Jesus Christ. And then they fled.
All right, let's bring this home. Some good news. Get righteous, my friends. Get rid of your habitual sin. I found this great, Daniel 12. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many, these are talking about Christians, shall be purified and made white and tried. You're going to go through trials. You're not going to be raptured out of here and get a free pass. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, you need to give yourself as a daily sacrifice, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up as this mind controlism, bio-digital convergence tech is turned on, and those people accept this and worship an image, there shall be 1,290 days. That's the Antichrist rule. Blessed is he, these are Christians, that waiteth and cometh to the 1,305 and 30 days. And it isn't interesting the numbers are different? Ponder that, my friends. You might be thinking, he comes as a thief in the night. Thief in the night. We're going to be raptured out of here. Read Revelation 16 with hermeneutics. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. This isn't talking to people that weren't raptured out. There's two raptures again, one for believers, one for non-believers. Then the judgment books are open. Behold, I come as a thief. This is after the mark of the beast. This is after the Lord darkens Satan's seat. Wild. It's absolutely wild. In Daniel 11, many scholars think this already happened, at least the first portion of Daniel 11. But I think for sure we're going to see massive miracles. Have faith for miracles. And such as do wickedly against the covenant, shall he corrupt by flatteries? But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. That's the good news. The good news is you're going to be able to do exploits. I personally think we'll be fed with manna, and some of us will actually have to give the ultimate sacrifice. But remember, you'll get rewards in the millennial reign, and we're going to be purified and made white. But start that process now. Make yourself purified. Get righteous. And I'm speaking to myself as well.